Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Fan Morning Show, President's Day edition, which means the building's half empty. Let's be honest. The building's half empty. The show half empty as well, but half full. Choose to look at it as the glass half full, right? Colin is off. Producer Matt is off. I'm Chris Mack. Jim Colony alongside as well. Still running around doing many different things, wearing about 9 different hats right now. So the Pens split their games over the weekend. An ugly loss, to be honest, to the Flames on Saturday that nearly became an inspiring comeback. And then nice high-scoring win over the Rangers yesterday that was nearly frittered away in the third period. But either way, they split the games. And really, while the fun over the weekend was Geno Malkin, 4 goals, 2 in each game, and playing the way that he did for the first time really in months, the ugly part of the weekend came obviously in the loss on Saturday afternoon, Jim, and that was Matt Murray's second period where he gave up, what did it end up being? I think 4 goals on 15 shots and did not come back out for the third. Casey DeSmith took over. And you can look at it and say, okay, 15 shots in the period and say maybe the defensive effort wasn't that great. But you could also look at it and say 2 of those goals were really ugly. And that Matt Murray, after playing so well against Philly on Monday, playing so well against Edmonton on Wednesday, this is one of those things where you end up saying, whoa. What are we going to get? What are we going to get from Matt Murray when push comes to shove come playoff time?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. And yet, at the same time, you hear it coming up. Here comes the trade deadline. And, hey, let's pick up Jimmy Howard. No, let's not pick up Jimmy Howard. I just don't think there's nobody out there that makes any sense, at least in my mind. I don't know about yours.
Well, no, because the issue isn't the backup goalie. I mean, Casey DeSmith,
he's a solid backup goalie.
Yeah, he acquitted himself fairly well yesterday, and in the third period didn't give up a goal against, help make that near comeback against Calgary a possibility.
I thought even yesterday there were some instances where he had to be really good.
Yes.
And if he wasn't, I know there are, and it's funny how, and maybe I just remember the times that it actually happens, but it seems like quite often when you see the other team, something developing, and I'm going, okay, here comes a goal.
Right.
And then sure enough, within the other team scores a goal. You can just kind of see it happening. And yet a lot of times that's not on the goalie. Getting back to Murray on Saturday, though, and to what I did what I said I was going to do. I went to the Duquesne basketball game,
right,
stayed through to the end of that, and basically between the first and second periods –
walked a couple blocks down the street over to the rink.
And so it's 1-1 when I walk into the building. And by the time I got on the elevator and got into the media room to drop off my jacket, it
right.
was 3-1.
Yeah. It happened quick
on
Saturday.
And I'm thinking to myself, and I looked up and saw the Frolik goal. I know that Malkin's taking the blame for that. Murray should have stopped it right away. There shouldn't have been a rebound on that play. And then the goal after that wasn't much better.
But this is why, we kid all the time about goalie controversy and all this kind of stuff. That's not the case. Matt Murray is your guy. But you don't know how far that's going to take. You hope that when the big moment comes around, and you could argue that Monday's game in Philly and Wednesday's game against Edmonton were big moments because this team needed to sort of get their stuff together
again.
Well,
he made like 90 saves.
Right. He showed up big, right? In big moments.
Yes.
And then it's a Saturday afternoon against Calgary. And
but Calgary was had
best team in the Western Conference.
They had more points or tied for the most points in the West.
So it's hard to tell what it is that pushes Matt Murray's game in one direction or the other. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like many nights you can look at it and say, oh, well, the defense played poorly in front of him. Yeah, but some of those nights, like you said, Monday and Wednesday, they may not have played the best games in front of him, but he stood on his head. And then you can look at it and say, well, there's games where maybe they play a little more solid in front of him, and he still doesn't make the saves. It's wholly frustrating that the guy who is the biggest wild card, essentially, going into the playoffs for the Penguins is also the one who's the most important.
And I'm trying to verbalize this correctly here, and I don't know if this captures it a little bit. Even the best goalies are going to have bad nights.
Yes.
And they're going to have off games. It just seems that his every once in a while
is becoming more
often. It's more than every once in a while. And so if you get one of those every, even every six games,
it's
then that's okay. But it seems like you get those
when you get
like
one
you get
every
two of those
other
every
game,
six games.
Yeah. Well, you look at it after that, those nine wins when he came back from injury, he's 4-5 since then. So that's the up and down nature of what we've had from Matt Murray. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, brought to you by Jim Shorkey, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. We'll get back into the discussion about Murray and Malkin with our Twitter poll in about 25 minutes. Coming up next, it's hockey related and it's just nonsense. It's garbage and it comes from north of the border. That's next on the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.